I've got a very special guest in studio, David. How's it going?
Oh, wonderful. How you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing great. David, thanks for coming in. You've got a show coming up.
Absolutely.
You're hosting Dukes this Saturday?
Absolutely, yeah. For the 30th. Yeah, October 30th, yes. It's the first time we're going to actually be back in the large room over at Duke's Pub, so that's
going to be
very exciting.
That's great. Then you also, next week, you've got a show at a church?
Oh, on November 14th, actually. It's Sunday, November 14th. I'm going to be performing with one other guy named Dan Culp. I'm actually doing a long set that night, too. So it's
How long are you doing?
Half hour. It's going to be really exciting. So.
And you do all clean comedy?
100% clean, yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever written a dirty joke?
Amongst friends, yes.
Are you uncomfortable when hearing dirty jokes?
No, not really.
Have you ever slipped and said a naughty word at a church audience?
At a church? Absolutely not, no.
You've never slipped?
Never.
Did you ever think about it?
I've worried about it, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Panicking, what was it, standing there looking at the pastor like, oh, yeah, I just got judged, great. Well, that's good. Glad I'm going to get paid for this, too. Good.
Well, luckily, you don't have to worry about, I don't have to worry about you on my show, because you're accustomed to not swearing, so.
I actually used to work in radio, so it worked out for the better, too, yeah.
What did you do in radio?
I actually was a board operator at a Christian radio station for 2.5 years, so.
Not the one in Schenectady, right?
Well, actually, that's where they transmit out of, but yeah, it's in Albany, Pulse 96.7.
Okay, because there's some Christian station in Schenectady that's transmitting on our frequency, and it actually messes with our signal.
Yeah, that's not
okay, that's not you.
No.
Okay. All right. Should I give Jesus a call and work that out? What do I do for that?
More than likely, I would just call their station and complain, like, over and over and over again. Just be like, why do you hate me? Why?
I'm only joking. Now, do you joke about religion at all, or is that kind of off topic?
Yeah, there's a couple jokes that I do about religion.
Off limits.
I do some stuff about dating and, like, the church and stuff like how it's awkward because you don't really have the ability to pay for anything. Like, if you're trying to meet somebody in a church, like, what are you supposed to do? Like, when the offering basket comes on, it's like, oh, no, this one's on me. Like, it's weird, you know?
That's great. Now, do you joke about any, like, priest molestation stuff? Or is that off limits?
No, I try to avoid anything with Catholicism in general, just because like there's so much like tension between Protestants and you know. It's just awkward.
so you won't perform for a Catholic?
Oh no! I'll perform in front of Catholic audiences. I just tried not to touch that topic because
you don't want to touch anything like they.
Let's
continue.
That just happened.
I was actually born Catholic, so I'm allowed to say that kind of stuff. I think.
Touche.
Okay. So now, how do you mainly perform at churches, or is that just like a thing you do because you are clean?
It's mostly something that I do because I'm clean. I've been trying to tap into that market for a long time. It's really hard to get into a church market because they're so scared of anything comic because, well, most people are not clean, you know, as you know. So they just have this panic that you're going to say horrible things. And you know, church audiences are weird because it's not like a normal audience. Most audiences are like in bar environment where their minimum age is like 18, and then you get a church audience with like a 5-year-old, like, so you have to be able to say things that even a 5-year-old's not gonna be like wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you gotta have stuff that will make sense to the younger kids and
but also won't
not offend.
Like, there are certain things that like you can be as clean but is still not clean for a 5-year-old.
Right.
So, you know, you get what I'm saying.
I understand, yeah. Okay, well, let's talk to you again in a little bit. I'm going to play, have you ever heard of Gil Azari?
No, I have not, actually.
He is a really funny guy. He's going to be calling in just a few minutes. He does prank phone calls to phone sex operators.
Outstanding.
It's hilarious. So what he does is he calls up and he says that he has, he'll come up with a fetish that he has, and then it's hilarious. I'm going to play one right now. This track is, he's pretending that his fetish is bad stand-up comedians. So it's hilarious. I'm going to play that. Gil will be calling in just a little bit here on Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. You can check us out at a live video feed at comedypipe.com. You can check us out WCDBFM.com/listenlive.aspx, or you can always head over to iTunes, click on radio, then comedy, then Comedy Pipe. So I'm here with David Rice. How's it going, Dave?
Wonderful. How are you doing, Ethan?
Doing good. So you don't like Dave, you just like David?
I was told by somebody a while back that it sounds more professional. I don't know. Whatever. Really,
it's harder to say just because it's all the syllables.
Oh, yeah. The English language is complicated.
The two syllables trip me up. Yeah. So, you were telling me off the air that you you used to work at a TV set, your Channel 10, ABC.
Yeah.
You were the camera operator, and we were talking about how when Gil was telling us about the prank call where he gets off to parents arguing.
Which is like
in the car.
There's so many things wrong with that. It's like I was like holding it in, like trying not to laugh.
Yeah, I was like, because it's okay for me to laugh since I'm the one talking to him, but like I couldn't stop laughing. Like I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to say the next question. So, but when you're the camera, I always wondered that. Like in comedy TV shows, like how are they keeping it steady? Because there's some really funny stuff that goes on. How are you able to handle it?
It's a combination of luck, honestly biting your tongue like really, really, really hard,
yeah.
And having the ability to pretend like nothing's actually happening.
Right. Oh, man. So was there any time during your time at the news station that you actually did slip up and start laughing or screw up?
I pretty much guarantee you it happened once or twice. There was actually a couple of weird things that we did actually on air. Stuff that just was, like, really bizarre. Like, one time I actually, this was the last day I worked there. It was just, like, a kind of weird goofy prank or whatever.
Okay.
I actually wore a SUNY Albany football helmet when we were doing, like, this closing shot. Like, you could see, like, the whole entire studio. So here I am behind the camera with a SUNY Albany football helmet.
Okay. Now, did you go to SUNY Albany?
No, actually, I'm at Hudson Valley right now. I know.
Oh, okay.
Fail, but yeah.
So, how did you get a football helmet from?
It was part of the football show thing that they did at Channel 10. I'm trying. It was like First and 10. It was the football program.
Oh, okay.
They would actually do, yeah, the local high school / college football.
Okay. Stuff. Oh, cool. So, now I'm wondering, like, how long have you been doing stand up? How long have you been into comedy?
Actually performing, I've been doing it for about 2.5 years now.
Okay.
That being said, like writing, I've been writing for like probably five years or so.
So what kind of stuff were you writing? Just like jokes or?
Oh, like back then it was like a lot of just like random material for just food for thought, kind of like blogging
okay.
type stuff. And then it moved to like when I was actually doing oral presentations for comedy, I would actually do a lot of like really, really bizarre stuff. Like I did an oral presentation on how to draw a stick figure and I got an A in that class for that project.
Oh, cool.
Which was just really bizarre.
Yeah.
It was like the whole thing, I was just making fun of like the whole process and it was weird, but worked, so.
Great. So, now, are you planning, if it would work out, would you want to do stand-up professionally or is it something where you kind of just want to keep it a hobby?
Oh, no, absolutely. If I ever got the opportunity to actually like totally quit and like do no work whatsoever and to be 100% comic, I would
yeah.
do that in a heartbeat. Like I would drop everything to do that. it's kind of a weird thing. There's so many different markets for comics nowadays, especially for somebody that's a clean comic. But the problem
yeah.
is that trying to tap into any of them is so difficult
because yeah,
they all
definitely.
Are like they all like want weird things from each person. So,
who would you say is your favorite comedian?
A guy by the name of Tim Hawkins. He's most people haven't really heard of him.
Okay.
He's pretty awesome. He's got a very like Southern Texan kind of style of humor, which is I know it's kind of weird that I'm mentioning him from New York, but
right.
I met him in person a while back, and he has a amazing just ability to talk, and like his stage presence is like flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had laughter without even having any like contact with any humans. Like it was amazing, like truly amazing.
So how did you hear, is he a clean comic?
Oh yeah, he's actually a Christian comic, which is
oh, okay.
Yes.
Is the stuff though does it translate to people who are not Christian?
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, it's not just like you have to be a man of the cross to laugh at him.
A man of the cross. Oh, well played. no, absolutely not. Like, he does a lot of stuff about just, like, way people talk. Like, people in the South, like, doing weird things, like liking biscuits and gravy. Just stuff like that. Just weird things.
Okay.
But he does it in a way that it's really, really good.
Great. So now, are there any dirty or offensive comics that you're a fan of? Or do you try and stay away from that kind of stuff?
I am a freak for Daniel Tosh. Like, he's I love great. His stuff. It's so random and yeah. like sporadic and high energy. I don't know what it is about it, but it's just like, yes.
Yeah, he's really funny. Have you seen him? I think he came to Albany like last year.
I'm poor.
Okay.
So
you should do what I do. I decided to become a journalist, and I can get tickets now. Just by writing stories.
See, I wish I would have thought of that when I was working at Channel 10, because I actually had press credentials and yeah. stuff, like actual, like legit press credentials. Yeah. And yeah, unfortunately, that would actually use the ability for me to think. So that's a negative quality.
Oh, man. But have you seen any comedy shows lately?
The last one that I saw that was, what's his name? He does the Hot Pocket stuff.
Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan, thank you.
Last December?
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, I wanted to go to that show.
He was good?
Amazing. He had, the opener was actually, like, amazing, too. He only did, like, 5 minutes.
Who's the opener, do you know?
I have no idea, because he literally said his name, like, once, but it was, like, okay. He wasn't even caring, because he was, like, checking the speakers, and, like, he was, like, doing it so understated, but his material was so solid that it was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool. Maybe we can look up, like, an old... review of it or something and figure out who it was.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It'd be cool. So how do you feel about Jerry Seinfeld?
Jerry Seinfeld's a classic.
He really is.
I grew up watching the Seinfeld
me too.
Television program, so, and his materials, I mean, it's so weird, like it's very classic stuff, so I absolutely, his stuff's great.
Well, as luck would have it, I've got a Jerry Seinfeld track to play right now. It's called Halloween. It's from I'm Telling You for the Last Time. I think that's his only CD, is I'm Telling You for the Last Time.
I know this track. This is a great
CD. Is it?
It's amazing. Yeah, okay. It's great.
I'm sure I've heard it. I can't... it doesn't ring a bell to me right now, but I just typed Halloween into my iTunes and brought up some stuff. So here's Jerry Seinfeld with Halloween. Here on Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. We're also broadcasting live on ComedyPipe.com as a video feed. You can check us out on WCDBFM.com/listenlive.aspx, or you can head over to iTunes, click on radio, then comedy, then Comedy Pipe. That was Jerry Seinfeld. And you're listening to Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman here on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. We're broadcasting live as a video feed on ComedyPipe.com. You can also check us out by going to iTunes Radio. You go to iTunes, click on Radio, click on Comedy, and then click on Comedy Pipe. You can listen to the show there. It's a lot of fun to listen there. Yeah, because sometimes the video screws up and they like make you watch commercials. So my suggestion, head over to iTunes Radio. Comedy Pipe. I've got about 10 minutes left. I got Dave here. Dave, how's it going?
Oh, wonderful.
David.
Oh, yes, David.
What's your middle name, Dave?
Alexander.
What about David Alexander? That could be your stage name.
It sounds very like, yeah.
Do you have an Uncle Ben?
No, I do not.
Uncle Ben's rice would be... okay.
Oh, rice jokes. I've never heard those before. I know.
I've never heard vegetarian jokes. Don't worry. I'm thinking about playing Lewis Black, the candy corn bit. I'm sure anyone listening has already heard it, though.
I love Lewis Black.
He's great. He's coming out with a new book called Dreaming of a Black Christmas or something. That's going to be good. It's all about him.
I would read that book.
Me too. He's just great. You know, I'm actually going down to D.C. tomorrow night for the, not tomorrow night, Saturday morning for the D.C. rally.
Oh, dude, that sounds John Stewart. Awesome, yeah.
I'm really excited. I'm hoping Lewis Black's going to be there because he does a lot of stuff with them. So that would be pretty cool.
I was not aware of that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, I've been hearing about that, watching, you know, like
right.
their shows like the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see the Obama interview yesterday. I still have to check that out.
I recorded it. Haven't seen it yet.
Though. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure it's great. Anything they do is really good. Okay, so I can play Mitch Hedberg. I'm going to play Mitch Hedberg. We talked about him when Rod was on the phone. The first time I saw Steve and Rob was at a Mitch Hedberg show. So here's Mitch Hedberg with Candy Bars. Here in Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman here on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM. It was Mitch Hedberg and David and I were talking off the air. You used to do radio. You did. You said you had different voices for AM and FM.
Yeah, the station that I worked for actually was a. It had a two-part station. It was like a sister station with an AM and a FM signal. And one okay. was like a music, and the other one was like a talk station.
Okay.
The talk station, which was the AM station, was like. You had to be really smooth and just talk, like, very loving and, like, you were everyone's friend. And then, like, the FM, you had to talk, like, all fast and really hyped up and, like, let's go. Are you, let's go to the races.
Hey, let's listen to this Jesus music.
It was so fun. Exactly. It was just priceless stuff like that.
That's excellent. Have you ever seen the show Mr. Show?
I have not, no.
No, Mr. Show. That's the greatest show ever. I've got a quick 47-minute. I should have played. Never mind. I won't bring it up because I'll be too disappointed. Here is a Halloween shindig. Oh, wait, no, this is right. Okay. That was Halloween shindig. Sorry about the confusion. I thought it was a different song, but that was the exact song I wanted to play, so that worked out. Have you ever heard of Rob Paravonian?
I have not. No, that sounds exciting to me, though.
He's a New York comic. He was on my show. He's a music comedian. He plays really funny stuff. Have you ever heard of the song... I forgot what it's called, but he's got a really famous song. But this song was on his new CD, Songs from the Second Floor. It's called Pushing Band Candy, and it's going to push us over the when we're going to end. So let's do some plugs, David.
The 30th, I'm going to be at Duke's Pub hosting. We're going to be in the new room for the first time ever. That's Duke's Pub in Del Mar.
Excellent.
And I'm going to be performing November 14th at Light of the World Christian Church in Sparebush Road.
Do you have any website or Facebook page people can get
yeah,
info?
Yeah, if you just Google search comedian David Rice, I'm on Facebook and MySpace. So
great. Excellent. And you can check out Alternative to Sleeping with Ethan Allman, the only stand-up comedy radio show in upstate New York, every Thursday night from 10 p.m. to midnight here on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM, as well as being simulcast on ComedyPipe.com, as well as iTunes Radio by going to iTunes Radio, then Comedy, then Comedy Pipe. Let's see, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in about 11 hours, I'm going to be interviewing Stephen Wright, the classic one-liner comedian. I'm really excited about it. So if you're up at 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow, definitely, think about checking it out. It'll be a lot of fun. If you do miss it or you can't, do it, I will be replaying it on the show next week. And also next week, I'm going to be interviewing Al Jaffe from Mad Magazine. Super excited about that. He did the fold-ins, snappy answers to stupid questions. I still does them. And that'll be next Thursday at 10 a.m. So that'll also be replayed on next week's show. So next week is going to be a packed show. I think I have... Let's see who I've booked for next week. Oh, yeah. I've got a special show coming up. I'm going to be hosting an evening of comedy with Jeff the Drunk from the Howard Stern radio show. That's going to be at Bogey's right in Albany on December 3rd. Tickets are available online. You can message me for tickets. It's going to be a great show. I'm super excited about that. And thanks for listening to Alternative Sleeping. We're going to play Rob Paravonian's Pushing Band Candy. Then we're going to shut down the station here on WCDB Albany 90.9 FM.